The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Welcome, race fans. Here's your local racing authority, Sam Chapman, with this week's Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is the Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, and I'm your host, Sam. Here to recap the final Formula One race of 2016, and even more from the 2016 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series season. We'll get things rolling with Formula One as the series hits the track in Abu Dhabi for the final time in 2016. Lewis Hamilton would win the pole for Sunday's race. Hamilton would lead the field off of the line with teammate Nico Rosberg, the championship points leader, in tow. Hamilton would lead virtually the whole Grand Prix while Rosberg would maintain a spot in the top three to keep his title hopes alive. Hamilton would go on to score the win in the Grand Prix of Abu Dhabi. Nico Rosberg would come home in second, and Sebastian Vettel would round out the final podium of 2016. The second place finish would be just enough for Rosberg to stay ahead of his teammate Lewis Hamilton in the driver's point standings, as Rosberg would earn his first Formula One title with Team Mercedes, who is also the 2016 Constructors Champion. Rosberg would score 9 wins in 2016, combined with 16 podiums and 8 poles en route to his first title in 11 years of racing in Formula One. Even though the season is over, there's still lots of news coming out of the Sprint Cup Series. Greg Biffle won't be returning to Roush Fenway Racing in 2017. Biffle and Roush have parted ways, with Biffle searching for a competitive ride in the series. Roush has also shut down the 16 organization, cutting down to just 2 cars next season. Sprint also won't be returning in 2017. The title sponsor didn't renew with NASCAR and will be exiting the series at the end of the year. No word on who may replace Sprint as the series title sponsor. It's well known in the garage area that Tony Stewart won't be returning to the Sprint Cup Series in 2017. Smoke announced his retirement prior to Speed Weeks in 2016. Smoke is a 3-time champion in the series, earning his first series title in 2002. Stewart is the only driver that has won all 3 title sponsor trophies: Winston, Nextel, and Sprint. Tony joined the series in 1999 with Joe Gibbs Racing in the famous white and orange Home Depot No. 20 Pontiac Grand Prix, following a successful stint in the IndyCar series. Over the next few years, Smoke would gain 49 wins, including 2 Brickyard 400 wins, 1 All-Star Race win, an IROC championship, and has since moved into the role of team owner with Stuart Haas Racing. Since he joined with Haas, his team has won 2 titles with Stuart and Kevin Harvick. Tony, who has a love for dirt racing, has also purchased the Eldora Speedway, one of the most prestigious tracks in the dirt scene. Smoke may be retiring from the driver's seat, but he'll still be in the garage with his Stuart Haas Racing team. Here's what Smoke had to say prior to the start of his final race in Homestead, Miami.
It's just been fun. I mean, it's been a fun 18 years, and not every part of it's been fun, and I've made your guys' life hell at certain points during my 18-year run here, but you know, the thing that I think at the end of it, I've always said what was on my mind, whether it was popular or unpopular. I always fought for what I believed in, whether it was safety for other drivers or something, etiquette that was going on the racetrack or whatever. I always fought for what I believed in. And, you know, at the end of the day, I can sleep all right knowing that that's why I did it. It wasn't because I was trying to be a jerk or something like that. I just always spoke my mind and fought for what I believed in. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun. It's, you know, the great thing is I'm not really going anywhere. And in the big picture, what's changing isn't, in my big picture, it's not really a huge change, because 90% of the stuff that I'm already doing, I'm still going to continue to do.
Jimmy Johnson won his 7th series title in Homestead, Miami, but there was another Hendrick Motorsports driver that walked out of Homestead with an award. Chase Elliott would win Rookie of the Year honors over Ryan Blaney. Elliott would finish the year 10th in points with 10 top 5 finishes, 17 top 10s, and finish within the top 20 on 27 out of 36 races. Coming home with over 350 laps led throughout the season, Elliott was at the top of the list several weeks in a row to become NASCAR's next first-time winner. Here's what the driver of the number 24 Chevrolet had to say following Homestead.
Yeah, well, first off, how about Jimmy Johnson? Wow, that's incredible. And he's a story. I don't even need to be sitting up here right now. 7 championships versus Rookie of the Year. You guys need to be watching him. But I'm proud of our season for sure. That's you know, I'm definitely proud to earn the Rookie of the Year honors. It's been a it's been a long season, a lot of ups and downs, but we're happy to be here and definitely enjoyed racing against those guys for the Rookie of the Year this season. Felt like it was a fun group, and we're excited to get on to season two.
This is the final edition of The Sound of Speed for 2016. Yet again, it's been an amazing year. 78 shows from February to November, and I've loved every second of it. Of course, none of this would be possible without the hard work from Joe Bickerstaff and all the people down at Beach Booster Radio. Joe has been there week in and week out to get every episode of The Sound of Speed out on time, and none of this would happen without his hard work. Thank you so much, Joe. You can keep in touch and up to speed with all sorts of motorsports news and media through The Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages throughout the off-season. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, The Sound of Speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything with Sega Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can find the latest edition of The Sound of Speed and all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Be sure to check out the blog where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. That's about it for 2016. I hope you enjoyed the racing season as much as I have. It's hard to believe Daytona is just 88 days away, and I'll be here Sunday morning to get you set up for all the action in Florida several weeks away. Until then, thanks for listening. Have an amazing off-season. Stay safe, enjoy the holidays, and I'll be back for Speed Weeks from Daytona in 2017. Thanks for listening, and have a great one, race fans.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.